Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive? Today we're digging into something I think we all run into sometimes. You know, those creative blocks.
Yeah, those can be tough.
For sure. We had a listener recommend the blog post and podcast, Unlocking Your Imagination. It's from Thriving Threads channel.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah. So we're going to take a look at their tips together.
Sounds good.
And it really doesn't matter if you're like a pro artist or just trying to, come up with ideas for a work project. Everyone, we get stuck sometimes.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So one thing that really stood out to me from Thriving Threads was how they connected our everyday lives to like those moments when creativity just disappears. Like they talk about mental exhaustion being a huge factor.
Yeah, and it makes total sense.
Right.
Our brains are always going,
Constantly.
processing information. And if we don't give them some time to kind of like chill out and recharge,
Yeah.
they can't make those innovative connections. Have you ever noticed how you get your best ideas when you're not actually trying to be creative?
100%. It's like those times when you're taking a walk or in the shower, those aha moments just seem to happen.
Exactly.
But Thriving Threads goes beyond just those obvious reasons for creative blocks.
Oh, yeah.
They also talk about how fear of failure can hold us back.
Oh, that's a big one.
Right. And it's something I personally struggle with too. That hesitation to even start a project because you think, what if it's not good enough?
I feel that it can be so paralyzing.
Totally.
Yeah.
But what I found really cool was how Thriving Threads reframed that fear. They talk about imperfection being a crucial part of the process.
Interesting.
Like, think about any groundbreaking invention or a masterpiece of art or a successful business. They didn't just pop into existence perfectly formed.
Right, there were definitely some bumps in the road.
Exactly. They went through so many changes, revisions, probably a lot of failures along the way.
Yeah, it's all part of the journey.
So it makes you think, like, how can we as listeners, how can we shift our mindset to embrace those early messy stages?
Yeah, instead of getting hung up on perfection.
Totally. And that leads us perfectly into the next part of the material, setting up the right environment for creativity.
I like that.
Thriving Threads has a bunch of tips here. From minimizing distractions to choosing comfy furniture. What are some of the things that stand out to you?
Well, I'm really drawn to the inspiring visuals tip, but not for the obvious reasons. Sure, a beautiful painting or a motivational poster can, make you feel good,
Sure.
but there's a deeper reason why this works. It's psychological.
Oh.
Our brains are constantly responding to what we see, making connections, triggering memories.
I see.
So by surrounding yourself with things that uplift you, that inspire you personally, you're kind of prepping your brain for creative thinking.
Like setting the stage.
Exactly. You're making it easier for those innovative sparks to happen.
So it's not just about having a pretty space. It's about like speaking to your subconscious creative mind.
You got it.
Now, when Thriving Threads talks about comfy furniture, they're not just saying go buy a fancy chair. They're really connecting it back to self-care and how it affects your creativity. I've definitely tried to work in some uncomfortable spots, and it really does affect how well I can focus.
For sure. Discomfort is distracting. If your body's uncomfortable,
Yeah.
it's way harder for your mind to get into that flow state,
Yeah.
where creativity really thrives. I think Thriving Threads is highlighting the link between taking care of your physical needs and creating that mental space for innovation.
Makes sense. So, okay, we've talked about dealing with fear of failure,
Yeah.
setting up a great creative space, but what about when we actually sit down to create
Nothing happens.
the dreaded blank page?
The Thriving Threads is all about embracing curiosity and experimentation. What do you think they mean by that?
Well, I think it's about tapping into that childlike sense of wonder, approaching your work with a playful mindset. Like, remember when you were a kid, you were always exploring, asking what if, trying new things without worrying about the outcome.
That's the energy we want to bring back to our creative process as adults. Thriving Threads even talks about things like doodling or creating what-if scenarios.
Yeah.
They might seem silly, but they really help quiet that inner critic and let unexpected ideas bubble up.
I can definitely relate to that. There have been times when I was stuck on a writing project and I decided to do something completely different, like try a new recipe or go for a hike. And those things that seem totally unrelated, they often sparked new ideas for my writing. It's like shifting your focus lets your subconscious mind do its thing.
Exactly. And that ties into another point they make, trying new things within your creative field.
Okay.
Let's say you're a writer, but you always stick to the same genre.
Yeah.
Have you thought about trying poetry? or screenwriting, or if you're a painter who only uses acrylics, what happens if you pick up some watercolors?
Stepping outside your comfort zone can really shake things up and open new creative pathways.
Okay, so let's say we're feeling curious, we're experimenting, but we still need a little more structure.
Thriving Threads gives us some helpful creative techniques like brainstorming, mind mapping, and this thing called the 5 Whys technique.
Oh, yeah, I love those. They each have their own strengths.
Right. So brainstorming is about getting all your ideas out quickly, without judgment, just throwing everything on the table.
Exactly. Even the crazy, impractical ideas, you never know where that initial spark might lead.
And then mind mapping can help visually organize those ideas, start to see connections and patterns.
Yeah, it's a great way to make sense of the chaos.
For sure. But what about the 5 Whys technique? That one's new to me.
It's actually a problem-solving technique, but Thriving Threads uses it for creative blocks. So let's say you're stuck on something in your project. Instead of just saying, I don't know what to do, you start asking yourself, why?
Okay.
For example, why am I stuck on this scene? Maybe the answer is because I don't know what should happen next. But you keep digging. Why don't I know what should happen next? Maybe it's because you haven't figured out your character's motivations. Why haven't I fleshed out their motivations? And you keep going. By asking why over and over, you'll eventually get to the root of your creative block.
So it's like peeling back the layers of an onion.
Exactly. And once you understand the root of the problem, you can start brainstorming more specific solutions.
I love how practical that is. And it can be applied to any kind of creative block, right? Not just writing or art.
Absolutely.
Imagine you're designing a website and you just can't get the layout right.
Yeah.
You can ask yourself, why am I not happy with this layout? Maybe it's because it doesn't flow well. Why doesn't it flow well?
Maybe the navigation is confusing. Why is the navigation confusing?
Right. By asking why, you can figure out exactly what needs to be fixed.
Okay, we've covered a lot here. Understanding those blocks, setting up an inspiring space, embracing curiosity, and even trying some specific techniques. But Thriving Threads has one more crucial piece of the puzzle, self-care.
That's a big one, for sure. And Thriving Threads goes beyond the usual advice like get enough sleep and eat your veggies. They really delve into the science behind why self-care is so important for creative thinking.
Interesting.
Like they talk about how physical activity, like taking a walk or doing yoga, can increase blood flow to your brain.
Ah, makes sense.
Right. And they can boost your cognitive function and make it easier to make those creative connections.
It all connected.
It is. And they also highlight mindfulness practices for managing stress and clearing out that mental clutter, whether it's meditating, deep breathing, or just being in nature. These activities can quiet all those racing thoughts. It's like hitting a reset button for your brain.
I love that imagery.
Right. It makes you realize if your mind's constantly bombarded with to-do lists and worries,
yeah,
it's going to be harder to get into that creative flow state. It's like trying to write a symphony in a noisy room.
No way you're going to hear the music.
Exactly. And I think it's key to remember that self-care is different for everyone. It's about finding what works for you to feel balanced and energized.
Absolutely.
Maybe it's a hot bath, listening to music, spending time with people you love. The important thing is to prioritize activities that nurture your mind, body, and spirit.
Couldn't agree more. So I think we've laid a solid foundation here in this first part. But there's still more to uncover.
There is. In our next segment, we'll explore Thriving Threads' ideas about finding inspiration from the outside world and using technology to help us be more creative.
Can't wait.
Stick with us.
Welcome back, everyone. Ready to keep unlocking that imagination?
I am. And you mentioned before that we'd be exploring how Thriving Threads suggests finding inspiration from the outside world.
Great.
And I think that's a perfect place to pick up. They talk specifically about nature and how it can spark creativity. It's not just about stepping away from your desk, though, right?
Yeah, definitely not. It's about actively engaging your senses and exposing yourself to new stimuli. Like, think about how calming it is to walk in the woods. The fresh air, the sounds of birds, the sunlight filtering through the trees. Or how about visiting a museum?
Oh, yeah.
It can spark new ideas because you're experiencing different art forms, historical periods, cultural perspectives. It's all about giving your brain fresh input and changing up your routine.
Thriving Threads even mentions something as simple as people watching.
Oh, yeah.
As a source of inspiration. It's amazing how just observing the world around us, even in those everyday moments, can get our creativity flowing.
I think it's about tapping into that childlike sense of wonder that we often lose as adults. You know, when we were kids, everything was new and exciting. We were constantly exploring, asking questions, making connections. Thriving Threads encourages us to get back to that mindset.
Look at the world with fresh eyes.
Exactly. What details do you notice that you might have missed before? What patterns are you seeing? What stories do those patterns tell?
It's like training yourself to see the extraordinary in the ordinary. And speaking of broadening your perspective, Thriving Threads talks about collaborating with others to boost creativity. It's more than just brainstorming together, though, really.
No, definitely. Collaboration is about expanding our own mental models, challenging those assumptions we all have. When you work with others, you're exposed to their ideas, their approaches, their ways of seeing things, and that can be incredibly valuable for pushing our own creative boundaries.
They talk about how collaborating with people from different backgrounds is especially helpful. It's like injecting this fresh energy, these new ways of thinking into your creative process.
Think about it. When you're working alone, you're limited by your own knowledge, experiences, and biases. But when you bring in people with diverse perspectives,
Yeah.
you open yourself up to a whole new world of possibilities. You might discover connections you never would have seen on your own, or come up with solutions that wouldn't have occurred to you if you were working solo.
Thriving Threads also emphasizes creating that collaborative environment where everyone feels safe to share their ideas, even the ones that seem a little out there.
It's so important to have that space for experimentation and risk-taking. If people feel supported, encouraged to think outside the box, you're more likely to have those aha moments that lead to breakthroughs.
Like the belly saying, the best way to have a good idea is to have a lot of ideas. Sometimes those bad ideas can spark the truly great ones.
100%. It's about creating that fertile ground for ideas to grow and evolve. We've talked about finding inspiration in nature and through collaboration, but we can't forget about all the resources we have in the digital age. Thriving Threads has a section on using technology as a creative tool.
I'm excited to dig into that. They mention all sorts of tools, from mind mapping software to digital art platforms to online collaboration tools.
Technology has changed the way we create, that's for sure. It's given us tools to enhance our creative potential in ways that were impossible just a few decades ago. Take mind mapping software, for instance. It lets you visually organize your thoughts, connect ideas, and rearrange things easily. Like having a huge interactive whiteboard you can take anywhere.
It's definitely more dynamic than just writing notes on paper. You can add images, links, videos, even audio recordings to mind maps. It creates a multimedia representation of your ideas.
And you can work with others in real time, sharing ideas, building on each other's thoughts, no matter where you are physically. It's amazing for tapping into the collective intelligence of a group.
But it's not just mind mapping. Those digital art platforms give artists so many tools and effects.
It's incredible.
You can blend traditional techniques with digital innovations in ways that were never possible before. It pushes the boundaries of artistic expression. I'm thinking of those awesome digital paintings and illustrations you see online.
Me too.
The level of detail and creative possibilities are mind-blowing.
For sure. And let's not forget about social media. While it can be a distraction, Thriving Threads points out that it can also be a powerful tool for connecting with other creatives and finding inspiration. It's not just scrolling through feeds, it's about intentionally using these platforms to connect with others, share your work, get feedback, and be part of online communities.
Using technology to amplify your creative voice and reach more people. Speaking of cultivating a creative practice, Thriving Threads emphasizes building that sustainable creative habit. It's not just about those random bursts of inspiration, it's about making it part of your everyday life.
I like that. It's about recognizing that creativity isn't a one-time thing, it's an ongoing process. Making time for those pursuits, even when you're not feeling particularly inspired, it's about showing up consistently and nurturing that creative spark.
Thriving Threads talks about making time each day, having a good environment, and staying motivated.
And it's about finding what works for you. There's no one right way to be creative. Some people thrive on routine, others need more flexibility. Experiment, explore different avenues. Don't be afraid to break the rules.
Thriving Threads wants us to approach creativity with that sense of playfulness and curiosity. It's not about being perfect, it's about enjoying the process, allowing yourself to make mistakes and learn from them.
So true.
And it's important to remember, creativity isn't just for artists and writers. It's a skill that can benefit everyone, no matter what you do or are passionate about.
It's about problem solving, innovation, finding new ways to connect with the world. It's about bringing more joy, meaning, and fulfillment to our lives.
I think the key takeaway, as we wrap up this part of our dive, is that creativity is a multifaceted and dynamic process. It's about finding inspiration in unexpected places, working with others, using technology to our advantage, and making it a habit. In our final segment, we'll explore some specific strategies for building those daily habits and keeping that creative fire burning bright. Stay tuned. And we're back, ready for the final part of our deep dive into unlocking your imagination with Thriving Threads.
Let's do it.
We've covered a lot, you know, from those creative blocks to how nature, collaborating, and even tech can help us come up with new ideas.
Yeah, we've given everyone a lot to think about, but now it's time to put those insights into action.
Right.
Thriving Threads ends their advice with some really practical tips for building that sustainable creative habit.
Okay.
They emphasize that creativity isn't just about those magical aha moments. It's about making it a consistent part of your life.
So like building any other positive habit, like exercising or meditating, you have to make it a priority and stick with it, even when it's tough.
Exactly. Consistency is key, just like with anything else you want to get good at. Thriving Threads suggests setting aside a specific time each day for those creative pursuits, whether it's first thing in the morning, during your lunch break, or late at night.
Yeah, find what works for you.
Right. Block out that time in your schedule. Treat it like an important appointment with your creative self.
I like that. An appointment with your creativity.
They also talk about having a dedicated space for your creative work, which goes back to what we discussed earlier about creating that inspiring environment.
Right. Right.
It's more than just having a desk and chair. It's about creating a space that truly reflects your creative passions, a space that inspires you to do your best work.
So surround yourself with things that spark your imagination.
Exactly. Whether it's books, art supplies, plants, or even a collection of inspiring quotes.
I love that idea of having a space that feels energizing and calming at the same time, like a sanctuary where you can get away from everything and just dive into that creative flow.
And remember those inspiring visuals we talked about.
Yeah.
Choose images, colors, and objects that really resonate with you. Things that evoke those feelings you want to cultivate in your creative work.
Okay.
Maybe it's peace and tranquility or energy and excitement. Your environment can seriously affect your mood and how creative you are.
Thriving Threads also talks about comfortable furniture, which it might seem like a small thing.
Yeah.
But it can make a big difference in how well you can focus and stay in that creative zone.
Absolutely. It's about setting yourself up for success. If you're physically uncomfortable, it's going to be so much harder to relax and let your mind wander. Invest in a good chair, make sure you have good lighting, and create a space that feels welcoming and inviting for creative exploration.
Okay, so we've got our dedicated time, our inspiring space.
Yeah.
But what about staying motivated, you know, when those dips in inspiration hit?
We all have those days.
We do. Those days when we're just not feeling creative.
That's where those mindfulness practices we talked about come in handy. Taking a few moments to breathe deeply, meditate, or just step away from your work and take a walk can really help clear your head.
Yeah, get that reset.
Right. Thriving Threads also suggests keeping a creativity journal to keep track of your ideas, inspirations, and progress.
That's a really cool idea.
It's so helpful to have a record of your creative journey, to see how far you've come,
yeah,
and remind yourself of all those amazing ideas you've had along the way. It's like a physical reminder of how much you've grown creatively.
And it can be really inspiring on those days when you're feeling stuck.
For sure.
Flip through your journal, look back at some of your old ideas. You might find that a spark from a previous project leads you in a new direction for what you're working on now.
So bringing it all together, Thriving Threads reminds us that unlocking your imagination is an ongoing thing. It's about building those daily habits, taking care of your creative spirit, and embracing all the ups and downs that come with the creative journey.
It's not a straight line to success.
Nope, not at all. It's about seeing creativity as a way of life, not just a destination. Finding joy in the process of discovery and expression, no matter the outcome. It's about realizing that creativity isn't just about making something, it's about cultivating a curious mind. A sense of wonder and possibility.
And remembering that creativity isn't just for artists and writers.
Right. It's for everyone.
No matter what you do or what you're passionate about.
It's about problem solving, innovating, finding new ways to connect with the world around us. It's about living a more joyful, meaningful, and fulfilling life.
So well said. And that wraps up our deep dive into unlocking your imagination. We hope you've learned some valuable things today.
And feel inspired to tap into your own creative potential.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us.
And remember, it all starts with a single step. What will yours be?